Yeah, I bet. Where is Fairfield located?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I do know they had won 6 in a row, and it was senior night there. And they
senior
were
night in Fairfield. Yes.
And I'm not making that up.
I'm sure all the listeners were there.
Yeah.
There were these two racing dudes named Aaron and Jared who had advice on racing, and they wanted to share it. Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion, and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack veteran to just a beginner, there's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oaklawn, Gulfstream Parks, and Matoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.
What is up? I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. This is Blinkers Off. What's up, man? You're back.
I'm back. You happy to have me?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Man,
we've been celebrities this weekend, haven't we? It's been crazy.
We have, yeah. I mean, we have people come up to me on the street. I can't even go to get coffee without someone stopping me. What's happened to you?
No, nothing really. No, we were on a podcast, and
yes.
And I did a recording for Betfred over in overseas. I don't even know where they're at. I just do the recording, but yeah, about California Chrome, who's coming back on Thursday. When you guys listen to this, he's already going to be done.
He's already ran,
and probably won. So yeah, it's just kind of
Yeah, we did a podcast for US Racing. Of course, they advertise on the website as well, but we did a podcast, which is a fantastic podcast that they do over there. We were on that this morning, and then you also did a recording for Betfred on California Chrome. So, yeah, I mean, I think Betfred is, I mean, I know it's like UK maybe, but I know it goes to like all kinds of OTB shops over there in Europe. So, honestly, if you went to Europe, you probably would be flocked, you know?
Yeah, I doubt it. Or shot, maybe, for giving bad picks. I always get confused. UK, England,
yeah, don't worry about
Europe.
It.
I don't know what it is.
We don't pretend to know what we're talking about when it comes to geography. So we'll just say, if you say UK, I just assume it's over the ocean. So
okay, I'll take that. Yeah, no, I'm just happy they want me on, or you know, so it's nice.
Well, after our expert handicapping of the Risen Star last week, I'm shocked that they don't want us for more. I mean, my Aero Force ran huge, and and your Mo Tom. Well, you didn't run terribly.
He ran okay. But,
still, that was. Did we learn? Is there anything to take from the Risen Star?
Well, I do think one important thing is Aero Force is off the trail, and I think a lot of people kind of liked him. So we did learn that. You know, I don't know. I don't think we learned if he was any good or not. There's something wrong with the horse, and I think they kind of hoped that maybe they got it under control and he was going to run a nice race there. But he's not right. He ran terrible.
No,
that's not him.
It's kind of weird how we went from one. It's like if he won on last week on Saturday, we're thinking this might be our next. Like, you know, we have Mohaman. We have More Spirit, you know. We have Nyquist. Like this guy, he could be definitely in that talk.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, from that to, he's done.
He's done. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I think I don't know if you and I maybe thought that highly of him, but we thought highly of him. So yeah, that was a big thing. I think the winner Gunrunner's a nice enough horse. He's going to have to improve a little bit to face the top class, but. Same time, he ran an okay race, you know, no reason to be discouraged about him. Mo Tom had a tough trip, got third. I don't know if he would have won or not, but he's a horse that's solid enough that he goes on the campaign and keeps on down the road there. But, you know, overall, I don't think there's anything great that came out of that race. If you're a speed figure guy, got a 90, that's okay, but that's not anything that's going to win the Kentucky Derby. So we'll see, but I think Aero Force being off the trail is probably the biggest thing out of the race.
I do think it's worth mentioning that on the podcast last week, I did mention Gunrunner as being a top candidate, and I only say that because my top pick ran so bad. So I feel like I'm grasping at straws to say, hey, yeah, you know, I said Gunrunner. You know, if you listen, if you just barely caught the end, like you say, you started the next segment.
Yeah.
You just caught the end of that. I said, yeah, Gunrunner, you know that? Yeah, horse can really run well.
Hey, I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it because I remember the prep race at Keeneland for the two-year-olds. I can't remember the name of the race off the top of my head, but the race that Brody's Cause won before the Breeders' Cup. You know, I went on about Exaggerator. I think he's going to win this race. I really like him. And then there at the very end, I was like, you know, Brody's Cause.
Yeah.
I liked him when he broke his maiden. I really liked that performance. Maybe he can do okay in this race. And then he won. And I took credit for that. So... yeah, Gunrunner. I'll give you credit for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you give me Gunrunner, I think I have to give you sudden breaking news. So I don't know. I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah, no, you don't want to.
What was the best thing you saw today?
Best thing I saw today was Fairfield beating Siena in college basketball.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
That's so sad. That's your best thing you saw.
I had a wager on the game. It's been
a really shitty day, I guess.
I had a wager and they won. So. That was my best thing.
A resident addict gambler in here. Where is Fairfield located?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I do know they had won six in a row and it was senior night there. And they
senior night in Fairfield. Yes.
I'm not making that up.
I'm sure all the listeners were there.
Yeah. And so they were only one game behind Siena in the whatever conference they were in the standings. And it was a home game. And I thought, 3.5-point favorite, you know, I'll take it. And then, underdog, 3.5-point underdog at home on senior night. Pretty decent team and ended up winning outright. So, yeah, that was the best thing I saw.
All right. Best thing I saw today was, while maybe small, we'll talk about it. The Fountain of Youth kind of officially announced today, six horses in the race. But it just, to me, I've been looking forward to this race since really... the beginning of the year, because you know it's kind of been shaping up. We know Moheyman and Zulu. We got, you know, three really good horses that were, you know, Awesome Banner, Moheyman, and Zulu, who's, you know, we were hoping Shagaff would run in this as well. Looks like he's running a little bit later, but still, this I've been looking forward, because I have Moheyman and Zulu on my team, so that's the biggest thing. I've been so looking forward to seeing these two match up, and we get to see it on Saturday. So the best thing I saw today were the entries of the Fountain of Youth. On today's show, we preview the Fountain of Youth Stakes from Gulfstream Park, give rapid-fire selections for the undercard stakes races there, and throw down the rant of the week. Let's go. Race 12 at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, the Fountain of Youth Stakes. It's a grade 2, worth $400,000 for three-year-olds, going 1/116. This is, you know, of course, Kentucky Derby prep race. We're in the 50-point system now, so 50 points to the winner, 20 for second, 10, and 5. Small field, as I mentioned earlier, field of 6 in here for this one, but it all begins and ends with Moheyman. That's where that's the number one horse to a lot of people coming into this race. Then you have, per se, the new shooter in Zulu, who's still starting stakes and two turns for the first time. For Todd Pletcher, with Pletcher Park, we know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Awesome Banner, who looked awesome last time out. Still another horse going two turns. If he stretches out, could be a monster. Awesome Speed is another good horse in here. But for me, personally, it's how does Moheyman, Zulu, and Awesome Banner all work together? How, you know, who kind of comes out of that? Moheyman obviously has the edge. He's won in a mile and eighth, mile 16th, but... I mean, could one of these horses get better as they go two turns?
It's a very good question, and I think we're going to find out in this race. Unfortunately, I just don't see Awesome Banner going two turns as quite as easy as Zulu. I think Zulu, the breeding, just the way he runs, it looks like he's ready for two turns. Awesome Banner, if he's going to win, though, it will be this race going two turns. Speed favoring track, mile and 16th. You know, will fit him better than a mile and eighth for sure. He just seems like the type to me that really just wants to get out there and fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's fine. A lot of great horses have been those kind of horses, and they do just fine. They just don't do just fine on the Derby trail. But if you're going to support him, if you want him to, you want to bet him, this is the race to do.
Well, honestly, you know, Zulu, if you don't have Moheyman in this race, it's like this guy has the makings. This is the Pletcher progression. Like,
absolutely.
Like through and through, right? Mm-hmm. Here. This is a race where you say, he's going to win this race.
Hell yeah.
He wins a maiden easily. He wins an optional allowance easily. What's next? A grade two. This is the kind of race where you say, Pletcher progression, he's going to win, no doubt about it. But there happens to be the outside horse in the race, Mohamed.
To me, like, I love Awesome Banner a lot. I love Awesome Speed, even. I think he's a really good horse. But in the end, our number one ranked Derby horse, Mohamed, versus a classic, I mean a classic, Pletcher progression.
Oh, Zulu. If we were doing an example, this is it.
I think it's going to be a two-horse race in the end between these two. As much as I like the other two, and I do. I really do. But, man, tough draw for these two because Mohamed, Zulu, like you said, it is just a classic battle, a head-to-head matchup.
Well, what's perfect about it is we know Zulu's going to go, you think, and he's on the inside.
Yep.
It's not a big field, but Mohamed's going to be on his outside. He's going to ride him right on his – kind of right on the outside of him.
Yep.
You got Awesome Banner, who you think is going to go as well. He might be the actual horse in front, but you got to think Mohamed's going to sit off Zulu. That's going to be the foot. You know, he's going to say, make sure you have Zulu right there.
That's the good news for Mohamed in this draw. I mean, a field of six, the outside's not a big deal. And if it was a field of 12, he'd be screwed going outside. But the six hole, perfect. Because, yeah, I think Awesome Speed and Awesome Banner both are going to be out there. Yeah. And Zulu will be right there with him, too. I think if you're Johnny Velasquez, you kind of let those two awesome horses go a little bit and think that you can track them down. So he'll be sitting outside a little bit. But Mohamed, like you said, he's going to be sitting outside all of them. And that's a great draw for him. You know, to me, it comes down to this. Zulu could win this race, and I could still have Mohamed ranked number one on the Derby trail. And that's exactly what I think is going to happen. I went with Zulu in this race.
Hey, dude.
It's Pletcher Park. It's Pletcher Progression. It's a horse that I think is very good. Can he hold that form all the way to the Kentucky Derby? Probably not. But I think he's going to win this. I think he's going to pull an upset here. But, again, I think Mohamed will finish second in this race. And I think I'll still rank him number one because we've seen this song and dance how many times? I mean, Materiality last year.
Yep.
Got the job done.
Yep.
You know, he was the same kind of thing. Now, he had a little bit easier horse to beat. He only had to beat Upstart. But Zulu, I think, is a little better Materiality. Mohamed, I really, really like him still. This is not a knock on him. But all signs for me, in the way I handicap things, I'm going Zulu in an upset.
Well, like I said, if it was not for the outside horse, this would be a very cut and dry race for me. Zulu all day long. You know, Pletcher hits at 29%. You know, last race winner, first at Route, he hits at 29%. I mean, this is the makings of a horse that's going to win. And I hope he does, because either way, I'm good. I mean, honestly, how about a dead heat? Do I get points for both?
You would. You absolutely would. So, if they both win, you both get 20 points. That's a great thing, you watching this. I mean, I don't have anything in this because I'm terrible, but you've got two really good horses. And the thing I really like about the Zulu selection, you know, you select that horse just off a maiden win. But you knew, you've seen this before, you're no rookie at this. You knew that this horse was going to do well at Gulfstream for Todd Pletcher. And even if he gets beat on Saturday and he gets beat by, say, a length, what's that say? He's been closer than anybody else to Mohamed. And he can go right on down the line to wherever they want to run him next. So I'm expecting big things out of both of them. I think they'll run great races.
Honestly, I think Todd Pletcher is I think he's playing his cards a little close to the chest. He acts like, you know, this is a small field, but this town, this race is unbelievable. We just kind of we knew we needed to keep Zulu here because that's how he's run really well at Gulfstream. But I think he knows his horse is very, very dangerous and has a big chance. So, well, I'd love to pick Zulu, and I'm glad you did. I've got to stick with my horse, Mohamed. The horse is 1 1/16. He's 1 1/8. He's 1 1 mile. He's 1 6 furlongs. He's undefeated. He's really not come close to losing. He just keeps getting better. I mean, that Holy Bull race was, he did it with ease, you know, just so good. This is a professional horse. I would like to see him tested, so I think a close race with Zulu would be great. I do have this feeling, though, if Awesome Banner, if he can stretch out, he'll win.
He could win. This is the race he's going to win.
Exactly. If there's a race he wins, this is it. Because we know how, I mean, hell, look at him at Gulfstream. The speed. So if he can stretch out, then forget about it. I do think it's interesting. There's a lot of upfront horses, a lot of speed horses, a lot of they like to be very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
You might get the feeling where a few of them, like Mowing Man especially, it's like, we're sitting off. We're going to sit off. Zulu, we're going to sit off. You know, so it could, some things could happen where it's like, I didn't expect to see Zulu off the pace a little
three
bit.
Three lengths behind, yeah.
So, you know, could see a completely different thing. And I think it's a great learning race for Zulu as well, no matter what happens. So.
I think it would be cool if they went 2x2, meaning the two awesomes in front and then Zulu and Mohamed right there together too. And they kind of just stayed that way the whole way.
Well, it'd be great to see what we see a lot of times in small fields when the two horses we're talking about kind of in the final turn, they're neck and neck.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, here we go. Let's see who's better.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know why I thought of this. I've seen this a lot. But remember in the Travers, Orb and We'll Take Charge were kind of, Orb was on the inside and then there may have been a horse between them and then We'll Take Charge on the outside. And they were literally by each other the entire race, and they turned for home, and it's like, okay, we're going to see right now.
Who's
better today, at least? Who's going to do this?
Well,
and Orb faded. Moreno, though, didn't fade, like we think maybe Awesome Speed and Awesome Banner are going to. So he stayed up there, and then Will flattened out and won the thing. But it's so cool, like, in that, you know, you see there's two horses. We like those two horses. They're going to be right there together the whole time. I think it could happen here.
It also reminds me of, I believe it was that race back in the fall, early fall, when Songbird kind of erupted.
Yeah, her
and the Fletcher, or the Baffert horse.
Yeah,
that,
Pretty and Cool.
Pretty and Cool was kind of the horse then, and they turned for home, and they were nose to nose, you know, and say, I remember thinking, okay,
let's
see which one's better. And of course, the rest is history.
We sure did find out which one was better, didn't we? But you're right; they were right with each other the whole time. And you did. It's almost one of those things. You stood up when they turned for home. It was like, all right, this is the two horses we know they're the two best. We don't know who's better than who. We're gonna find out right now.
Yep,
we found it out.
Yep, for sure. But yeah, back to this race, Mohey Man for me. I love to see Zulu second. I think Zulu will finish second there, and then, you know, Awesome Banner, obviously, I'm picking the top three there. This is not a race where you're going to make much on a try, unless, for some reason, Zulu, Awesome Banner, and Mohamed all finish out of the money, and then it pays huge. But for me, Awesome Banner would be the horse I'd pick third. But Mohamed, for me, up front. Time for Rapid Fire Selections, brought to you by...
Looking for some action? Well, if it's sports and casino action you're after, USRacing.com has got you covered. At USRacing.com, you can get the latest betting lines on pro and college football, basketball, and all the MLB and NHL action, too. Heck, you can even get the latest odds in the presidential race, the Academy Awards, or who's going to be the next James Bond. Clue, it's probably not going to be P. Diddy, but he's on the list of betting options.
It's Diddy.
And if you're a racing fan like me, you'll love the daily menu and special prop bets. Thoroughbred racing, check. International racing, check. Greyhound racing, check. Harness racing, check. Generous rebates, checkmate. USRacing.com also has a wide variety of casino games as well. So if you're looking for some sports and casino action, look no further than USRacing.com, the place that's setting the pace.
Let's stay at Gulfstream Park for today's Rapid Fire. Race 4, Gulfstream Park Sprint Stakes. Grade 3 with 100K for 3-year-olds and up, going 6.5 furlongs. Field of 8 shows up for this one. Where are you going?
It is. It's going to be a great day of racing at Gulfstream Park. Great way to start out the stakes card. XY Jet. Man, how good has this horse been? So good. My pick.
Man. Yeah, you try to go elsewhere. You look around, but has not lost since last March when he stumbled badly to start in the swell. Running on a different level right now. He really is. Navarro hits at 33% when winner of last race and 32% in sprints. And real quickly, read a quote that's from yours truly, racingnews.com, about this race. Navarro, this is pretty good. He's doing the best I've ever seen him train. We're ready. We expect him to do the same thing. We're spacing him out and giving him time. We're taking our time with him. It's just a matter of keeping him happy. He's a tough horse, and you've got to know how to train him. You have to keep him happy. He's like a grumpy old man who doesn't want to be bothered. That's his mentality. So we just stay away from him and let him do what he wants to do. When we take him back to the track, it takes him an hour, but we give him enough time so he pays us back.
I love
that. That's a quote.
That's great.
Directly from the trainer.
Man, that is a great... I love that.
So there you go. The old grumpy man, I think he does it here. XY Jet for me as well. Race 5, the Devona Dell Stakes, is grade 2, Returner Cave for Philly's 3-year-olds going 1 mile, field of 7, led by your number 5, Catherine Sophia, who just looked like a monster last time out. She's really looked like a monster her entire career now, 3 starts. I think she does it again here. It's pretty easy.
You know, it's kind of funny. I doubted her a little bit last time coming from Parks, and, you know, maybe she just was a Parks horse. And you know what? Halfway up the backside, I thought, I've got it. I got her beat because she just, you know, she had all kinds of, she had never trailed in a race. In this third race, she had all kinds of trouble coming out of the gate.
Well, anytime you have a horse coming from that kind of track and they seem like one-dimensional and they break poor, you're like, well, they're done.
Yeah, and I text you, and you'll know this because you'll remember this. I said, I beat her. I've got her beat. And man, she just crushed down the lane.
Cheered you.
Nothing bothered that horse, you know, in that race. Had a terrible trip and won by like a billion lengths. So I'm not doubting her again all the way. Catherine Sophia for me.
Yeah, she may not get the classic distance, but at a mile, I think she's money still.
Yeah.
Castellano now, you get to replace injured Rosario, so I think he's got an upgrade. Broke, like you say, broke poor. I think maybe they may learn something that race. Be like, wow, you know, we can rate with her now too. So, yeah, she is a clear standout on this card. Catherine Sophia for me. Race 6, the Here Comes the Bride Stakes. That's a great name. Grade 3, worth 150K for Philly's 3-year-old. Going 1/116 on the turf. Field of 8. Pletcher's got one here. You know, I don't know. This, here's, to me, this is where it gets... From between that last race and the Fountain of Youth, all these are weird. These races are insane to pick. Are you going with the Pletcher horse? I mean, it is Pletcher Park.
No, you know what? I'm not. I'm going to go with the outside horse, Catch a Glimpse. This is a tough little filly. I kind of like her. She just kind of gets out in front, digs in deep. You know, he's not an overly, physically imposing filly at all. Kind of reminds me of Take Charge Brandy a little bit, how she used to run. Just kind of pin your ears back and don't let them pass. Yeah,
good luck passing me, kind of.
Yeah, and Giroux coming in to ride. I mean, that guy, unbelievable on the turf right now. He kind of put me over the edge on it. Catch a Glimpse for me. I admire this horse.
Well, people, this is kind of like one of the most forgotten horses of the Breeders' Cup.
Mm-hmm.
This horse won a Breeders' Cup at Keeneland this last year. Won the juvenile fillies in turf, and it was gutty, really gutty. Then the race before that at Woodbine, won a grade 2 in a mile, driving away, beating two comeback winners. I think, you know, while you say she is little, I think she has guts. She's had a sharp workout. I think she's ready. Catch a Glimpse for me as well. Race 8, the Canadian Turf Stakes, grade 3 with 150K for 4-year-olds and up, going 1 mile on the turf. Field of 9, more wildness. You going Pletcher this time? I know this horse made you a lot of money last time.
Absolutely. I'm going right back with him. Number 4, not a cat, but a llama. Last time out, got back on the turf, and what happened? A big win at a big price, and yeah, made me look really smart last time he ran. So, right back at you. Not a cat, but a llama.
I'm going with a little, this is a little wild one here, but I went with number 9, Passion for Action. Gets a return on the turf. This horse is out of 6 starts on the turf, 2 wins, 2 seconds, and gets the red hot Saez to ride. This guy's riding really well right now. I actually believe the horse will improve going 2 turns. Taking a little bit of a wild check here, but number 9, Passion for Action. Race 11, the Palm Beach Stakes, it's grade 3 with 150K for 3-year-olds, going 1/116 on the turf. Large field of 14, easy field to pick. Here we go.
This is one of the best races I've ever seen as far as, maybe value and any horse in this race. You can like them and get a good price on. I'm kind of going with the up-and-coming horse, hopefully. Number 11, Converge for me, for Chad Brown. Javier Castellano jumps on this time. Broke the maiden in debut, and then last time out ran an okay race to finish second. So I'll go Converge.
This is the kind of race where you could be right. Mm-hmm. And be wrong. Like,
oh, yeah.
you could be totally right about what you just said, and the horse runs third, and it's a good third. You know, it's right. Like this is so wide open. It's not even funny. I actually I go through all that, and then I land on the same horse you did.
Oh, really?
Converge. Same reasons. Castellano for the first 2 starts of Gimlet, which is of course Todd Pletcher, rode that horse 2 starts. And won last time for Pletcher. You never see, I mean, you do, but very rarely do you see Castellano win with the Pletcher and then jump ship in the next race. Doesn't happen. Now he gets Chad Brown, Castellano. To me, Chad Brown, Castellano, turf it trumps Pletcher on the turf anywhere. So yeah, I'm going Converge as well, number 11. People not washing their hands at the track. I mean, let's think about this for a second. The track is filled with filthy people, okay? And you go in the bathroom, we've all seen it, no matter if it's at the track, a restaurant, wherever, and you see someone, a guy, and I can only speak for guys, you go and you see a guy go to the urinal, he just walks out through the door, and you think, wow, that is disgusting. But here's the twist. You're at the track. There's betting machines. There's ATMs. There's all kinds of things where people's hands will be. And then you'll also accidentally, not intentionally thinking, you'll touch that as well. So basically, you can see a guy walk out and think, I might touch that guy's junk later in the day.
This is true, and especially at Oaklawn. And I don't know if you've ever been to Oaklawn, people listening. The bathroom right by the big, massive off-track betting, you know, whatever you want to call that section. Oh my!
I bet it's
the worst. I bet there are what 10,000 people that go in that bathroom, and maybe 10% of them wash.
I was gonna say it's gotta be a terrible percentage.
All I know is when I stand in line to go to the bathroom, it's bad. But when it's time to wash my hands, there's nobody at those sinks.
All the sinks are wide open.
They're wide. Yeah, and there's a guy just waiting there giving paper towels out, but. Man, his job's pretty dang easy.
Oh, you know, it's so gross. You know, you think about it, and yeah, you may not, and think about it, it's not just a track. It's OTBs.
Mm-hmm.
It's casinos. It's anywhere that you go where there happens to be a high, like those gamblers, just maybe tend to be
nasty,
a little rough around the edges,
right?
You know, I don't know, and it's, you see him, and I mean, if you had a camera on me when you know when you see that happen, you just shake your head, like, are you kidding me?
One time we were standing outside of a bathroom at Saratoga, and it was after the races, and I was standing with my aunt, and my uncle went in to wash his hands or go to the bathroom, and he washed his hands. It's one of those bathrooms you can kind of see into the bathroom, you know,
yeah.
Wide open, and my aunt hit me, and she goes, I've watched every guy walk out of this bathroom, and Perry's my uncle's name, is the only one that washed his hands. That is gross. And there were hundreds of guys coming out of that bathroom.
If you want to be at home and, like, you know, not wash your hands, then so be it. Good for you.
Yeah.
But
I don't all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know.
I'm at home.
You're home. The dog and your wife are the only people that are around your house. So right. It's not a big deal. But you're at the track. And you're touching so many different things. The machines, you know, the ATMs. And I'm going to bring gloves next time I go. I just thought of that. I'm going to bring, like, latex gloves when I bet on machines.
Think of this, too. When you cash a ticket, you get what? Money back?
Mm-hmm.
Where has that money been?
Because
it's just getting all passed around, you know?
Oh, man. You know, that okay, that's enough. I'm getting sick just thinking about this. So, yeah, people, listen to this. Wash your hands at the track, please. That wraps it up. Check us out at racingdudes.com for our free picks. And make sure to check out our new handicapping products page that has combined forces with both the Dudes and Guaranteed Tip Sheet to provide the best tip sheet on the market. 100% money-back guarantee, now covering all tracks. So that, I mean, how can you covering all tracks? For instance, on Sunday, February 21st, the tip sheet's paid out over $36,000 and 79% of the best bet finish in the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are stats. That's what I love about this, the way we're doing it now, is we're able to track payouts. We're able to track percentages and how it's doing and really give people, it's like, hey, you want to know how we're doing? This is how we're doing.
It's better by 1,000 times,
yep.
In my opinion. And the other thing you said, you know, used to we would only cover about 4 tracks at a time, where now, you know, if it's 9 o'clock, you're drunk and you want to play Delta Downs, hey, it's on there for you.
Yeah.
Not just the free picks that we offer, you know, for every track, but now you could get a tip sheet with the free picks. So that's really great.
We've partnered with someone that...
Even if you're not drunk, you can play Delta Downs.
Well,
sorry.
It's more fun if you are drunk. Delta Downs, that's the only time I'm playing Delta.
Didn't mean to interrupt
when
you.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
No, it's great because we, you know, it's when you find someone that knows what they're doing and do it well.
Yeah.
You know, team up and really put your forces together, you know, and come out with a really great product. So we hope you guys like that. Currently covering 17 tracks, so we're moving up. 17 tracks, all offering free picks. We're on Twitter at @race_dudes, LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook. 17, what does that go from there?
17, that's what I was going to say. It's only going to go up from there. By middle of March, we'll have, you know, in the 20s. By the time the Kentucky Derby rolls around, it's almost 30. So It is just getting started.
Your vacation is over.
I know.
It's over.
I'm done.
All right. I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Altman. Good luck this weekend.
For all of your needs, racingdudes.com. For all of your leads, racingdudes.com. For all of your bets, racingdudes.com. As good as it gets.